Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, January the 29th, 2008. This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief, and I'm joined by my colleague, Adina Schitzberg, Executive Editor. Each week, this podcast examines a timely topic of interest to the geospatial community. And this week, we'll tackle some news from the USGS. The first being that Landsat 5 is back up, and also some pointed recommendations from the National Research Council on research priorities for the survey. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. With ArcGIS Online, you can combine ready-to-use maps, reference layers, and functional tasks with your local data to support your GIS work. Save time and benefit from on-demand GIS content. Learn more about ArcGIS Online at www.esri.com/directionsmag.
Adina, there's some news this week that you and I were both unaware of, but we happened to catch about Landsat 5. It apparently developed a problem with some of its batteries in last October, but now is operational. Do you want to describe some of that, of what was going on?
Yeah, actually, Landsat 5 has had some battery problems in the past. And just a brief history, Landsat 5 went up in 1984, just to give you a sense of how long it's been up capturing imagery. And it has three 22-cell nickel-cadmium batteries. And it first had a battery problem back in 2004, which resulted in one of those three batteries being taken offline. And it functioned fine with just the two until October 6th, when one of the remaining batteries was behaving badly. And they stopped the imaging, did some research, and it turns out that one of the 22 cells of that one battery had failed. And the good news is by managing energy, they could prevent overheating and issues. So the thought is that it will be able to operate with these two batteries, one of which is missing a cell, into the future. So imaging restarted January 10th, and hopefully will continue. That's sort of the technical story. What I think is particularly interesting is that, first off, I didn't even know that Landsat 5 had really gone offline, and I didn't hear about it going back online until I heard about it, frankly, in another podcast from the folks at VeriSpatial. So I'm concerned that we're not paying enough attention to these workhorses of remote sensing.
Landsat 5 is well past the date at which it was supposed to be operational, so we've gotten perhaps more than our tax dollars out of this satellite. The other thing is that you mentioned, are we not paying attention to what's going on? Certainly the government, given that they've been able to keep it alive this long, is certainly doing their job. The other issue I wanted to bring up is in the overall situation with commercial satellite imaging, we also heard this past week that the GOI-1 satellite has been delayed yet again, pushed back now for launch in August 2008. This came out in an 8K report from GOI. And it's told that the Boeing Launch Services had to reschedule once again. In the past, GOI's had problems with conflicting dates at Vandenberg Air Force Base to get a launch date window because of other pressing priorities, some of which had to do with getting military satellites. Perhaps the land remote sensing satellite imagery collection is being compromised.
Let's move on now to the recommendations of the National Research Council that were put out this week. Now, let me start with what it was that the NRC was asked to do. The USGS, as a Center of Excellence for Geospatial Information Science, CEGIS, which was started in 2006, basically to set the research agenda for the survey, and in particular, the CEGIS goal is to conduct support and collaborate in research to address critical geographic information science questions of importance to the USGS and to the broader geospatial community. So it's really sort of a guiding light in terms of research. So what USGS asked of NRC was to put together some priorities for the CEGIS because it only has a handful of employees and a very limited budget. So if you go and look at the report, there's actually 12 specific recommendations made. And they cover a variety of topics, and I've just pulled out three of them that I thought were particularly interesting that we might have a little bit of a look at. The first one says that the CEGIS should initially focus on research that will improve the capabilities of the national map. And in particular, the research should be important to the national map, be important to USGS disciplines. Remember, it has more disciplines than just geography, be relevant to society, to solve a problem and target a customer, be foundational, understandable, and generalizable, and enable multidisciplinary practices. So it's interesting to me that one of the foci was specifically about the national map, which is just one of the many things that USGS does. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The national map just has not made itself known onto the stage of geospatial use.
In talking about one of the recommendations, I want to cite an article in Federal Computing Week, and they took out a particular quote where the report states, despite more than a decade of research on the topic, fusing disparate data sources together is still a significant challenge. That's one. Another one is, a major challenge for the project is developing a knowledge base capable of answering questions such as, where is Canyon X? The national map cannot yet answer such simple queries because it does not know what a canyon is. This seems to be a fundamental problem for geographically searching on data. If the national map is supposed to be a resource for the country, it's got some really basic problems. And also, at the beginning of that report, it says that all future geospatial information science will depend on the national map, as will the disciplines of biology, geology, geography, and water studies. If this is truly the goal of the national map, to be that resource, we're in deep trouble because it's not yet ready for public consumption.
And I want to play devil's advocate for a second. The national map doesn't know what a canyon is, okay? Do other interactive maps that are made available to the world know what a canyon is?
I'm just wondering if we're not yet at that phase of development where it's capable of simple geographic search. So
I think that's exactly the point, that it's not. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, if I go to another resource, not from the government, say from a private company, and I try to find a canyon, am I going to be successful?
Name a canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Let's just do it.
Which map resource are you looking at?
Google.
I'm pretty confident that Google Maps and Google Earth can find the Grand Canyon.
Can the national map?
I think that's a fair question, and we should probably ask it even as we continue on our conversation. Now, while we're doing our searching, let me point out that your point about fusion is actually one of the specific recommendations. Recommendation 4 cites two priority research topics within data integration should be generalization and fusion. And fusion, I think, is a challenge across the board, not just for the national map, but across all sorts of mapping. Because if you think about it, it's a whole bunch of things. It's not one thing. It says in the report, right, data fusion includes merging and linking information elements such as map features and images that could be disparate in scale, resolution, and quality.
Right. But so define fusion. I mean, is this like pulling in a variety of web services? I mean, is that the intention of the national map? Or is it mainly just to search on the availability of other types of resources?
Take a step back. The recommendations are not all about the national map. They are the research priorities for CEGIS. So this is a priority sort of across USGS, and I would argue across the broader geospatial community.
But it seems like they're putting a focus on the national map as being a fundamental challenge for the USGS to complete and to get into shape.
Agreed, but it is, in fact, not all the recommendations specifically address the national map.
Okay.
I want to be clear on that. So my question then is fusion an issue that we geospatial practitioners run into every day, or have we found a way to make things work pretty well? Is that sort of a top-level concern? Now, I know it is in specific areas like homeland security, and there are certain applications that really require immediate integration of data. Certainly in the military, they need it for situational awareness. Some of the kinds of things that OGC has done in trying to bring together, they've done a lot of work with fusion. But I think down out in the world, there's less of a demand for fusion. But, you know, that's a difference between what end users in the public and private sector out in the world need versus research needs. And this is clearly a research topic.
I'm not sure that the intentions or the needs are any different. I mean, I think the researchers need just as much access to data, just as much ability to fuse and integrate as would any commercial entity trying to do geospatial analysis.
Right, but I suspect that those out in the field might put the priority on fusion in a different place.
Yeah, I suspect you.
Now, one of the other recommendations, or several of the recommendations, had to do with what I'm going to refer to as outreach. And it has to do with getting more people involved in the work of USGS. So one of the recommendations is that CEGIS should have on staff 6 to 8 PhD-level scientists working in teams of at least 2 on the high-priority topic. Teams would comprise a mix of USGS scientists and visiting scientists or postdoctoral fellows as appropriate for the topic. Another one of those sort of outreach points has to do with establishing 1 or 2 centers of excellence at universities. And finally, there's a statement that CEGIS should establish collaborative activities with state and local agencies that have progressive activities in GI science. So there's an awful lot of thought about how do we connect USGS up with other people doing geospatial research. And the final point I want to make, and this is part of recommendation 10, visibility in the geospatial community will be vital to USGS's reemergence as the nation's GI science leader. Clearly, this report suggests that at this point, it's not.
Yeah, it's not. And we've noted the problems with the USGS and the organizational structure in the past. This report is obviously a wake-up call to the USGS to get more of their act together.
Okay, well, I found the national map, and I confess that I haven't used it in some time. So, okay, here's a thing called Find Place, Named Feature. I'll just say Grand Canyon. I must enter a feature state or a type. Feature type. There is nothing called a canyon, but I can give it a state. Arizona has a Grand Canyon in it. Admit my query. Interestingly, the 2 feature types that came back were a populated place in Arizona, Coconino County.
Coconino.
Yeah, a valley in Mojave County. So, yes, the statement is true that the national map does not know what a canyon is. I encourage readers to go and have a look at the recommendation and see if they match what they think USGS should be doing.
Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like to remind you that the 2008 ESRI Worldwide Business Partner Conference is March 15th to the 18th in Palm Springs, California. Early bird registration deadline is February the 15th. ESRI business partners are encouraged to attend to network with other partners and stay connected with ESRI in GIS business opportunities. For more information, visit www.esri.com/directionsmag. If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, please write to us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks again for tuning in today, and be sure to tell a friend.